News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. I got to take a couple of days off, and that means the man I'm about to announce is going to be even more important. Rob Center, a fabulous producer, taking good care of Sunrise and On the Mark all the time, and in particular with extra jobs when I get to take a day off. So we appreciate all his help and hard work all the time, and we hope he and the whole family and Dixie have a wonderful wonderful holiday. On the news line with us now, Joel Harris of the Salvation Army is on the line. He is a community coordinator at Milton and Sunbury Salvation Army Citadels and has been very, very busy taking fabulous care of everybody that is coming in for toys, food, clothing, and gifts these days. Thank you for calling in, Joel. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I do appreciate it. Give us an update. You have been taking care of that Here for Good campaign lately, staggering the visits from families. So give us a glimpse of what has happened in the past few days as these families have come to the Salvation Army headquarters.
Yeah, well, we had a glitch yesterday with the inclement weather, so we're making the changes in order to continue to ensure that the families that came to us in need of help are able to get it. First and foremost, our concern is always safety. So, but it's been going well. We haven't had many issues given the changes we had to make. Families are very understanding of the fact that we put their safety of not only them but our staff at the forefront of everything. But it's been going well. And that's all we can ask for, is that people continue to just understand and adapt the situation we're given.
Set the scene earlier, before the distributions happened, the staff and the volunteers have really a huge, complex job of lining up all the available toys and clothing and food with the families to whom it would be rightfully distributed. So tell me about that whole job of getting everything all lined up for the visits.
Yeah, so the volunteers are the key. This year was groups that we never really relied on, we couldn't rely on. So that modification alone and just who we had was a huge kick in the program, and we had to make some modifications. And, you know, toys come in, they're adopted out by families, they're adopted out by businesses through the Angel Tree program. Sunbury works with Toys for Tots, so we have to coordinate those gifts. And it's a process of getting the food from the distributor. And this year, it's a big shout-out to Lingles of Watsontown and Surplus Outlet in Northumberland to ensure we had the food, because that was a concern at the very beginning. And you know, everything comes in boxes, it comes in bags, it comes in tags, and the volunteers and the staff go through and ensure that everything is accounted for, that the toys that were requested by kids, you know, were able to identify if there's any shortages or, you know, any missing, and we go through bag it, tag it to ensure that not only the kid has what they want, but it goes with the family that it's supposed to go to in the address, and then it's broken down into slots and organized. What comes in as a chaotic donation ends up being a very well-oiled machine at the end, and it really comes down to the volunteers that help organize it, the employees that oversee it, and those businesses that have the heart and the passion to ensure that families in need are able to have a really happy Christmas, especially after this miserable 2020.
Well, yeah, it makes perfect sense that everything would be different, but everything's the same in that you do have a lot of help from volunteers, so that much is normal. Plus, you got a lot of hard-working volunteers that help. Right now, the total for the Here for Good campaign is $40,960, so we got a long way to go to get to $115,000, though it's not unusual that the numbers really increase as the last day of the campaign Christmas Eve approaches. Give our audience some sort of a sense at what happens to a donated dollar, how are families deemed eligible, how is it used. Explain again that Salvation Army doesn't extract any of that money for themselves, and in fact are big payees into the purchase of the items that go to families. Let's follow the dollars, if you don't mind, please.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that usually is the first question we get when people look at the Here for Good campaign and how it works. The first thing it is the money comes in, it's distributed, between Milton and Sunbury. And I will say that in addition to that, the first $50,000 is being matched dollar for dollar by the 1994 Degenstein Foundation. So if we can get that up to the $50,000, we're already up to almost our goal. So that's the first hurdle we're trying to hit. But when that money comes in, it's ensuring that we're able to provide the basic needs. Going into Christmas, we already have large expenses to ensure that families are getting the help they need. Food isn't free. We get a lot of donations, but we're never able to get enough to ensure the families. I think this year we're up to, our families are upwards of 500 through the valley, and that's just a rough number. So we have to ensure that they have, we purchase turkeys and hams, so that's a big expense. And the logistics of going out and picking them up, and then having the toys organized, bags alone cost money in order to get them broken down. So once you cut down the expenses for Christmas, a lot of that money is already gobbled up just in the Christmas. But that's the main push for it. Christmas is a very trying time. It's a very important time for our society. We try and ensure that it's a happy time, that every family is able to have joy and get together without anyone being forgotten. And that's our first, that's our second goal, is to ensure that every family in the valley is taken care of in some way with basic needs. And then going outside of the Christmas season into the rest of the year, it's ensuring that every kid is able to have the basic needs, that every kid's able to have a happy, healthy, safe home. And we try and use these funds to ensure that, that no family has to worry about frustration of bills, frustration and where they're going to live. That bleeds over into everything. If parents are worried about budgeting and paying the bill, it bleeds over into the kids and creates more frustration. So we try and hit at the core to ensure that, those basic needs are met.
Invite people to participate in that mission. Go ahead and make a pitch for folks to consider donating to Here for Good.
If you are looking for a way to help people, your neighbors potentially, that may be facing a hardship or a hard time, that if you haven't donated, even $20 will go a long way. Like I said, we're at $40,000 right now. If we're able to get, another $10,000 in the next couple of days, even today, that's going to be matched dollar for dollar until we hit the $50,000 mark. So your $20 automatically becomes $40. And this money it could be going to a family member, it could be going to a neighbor. We don't know who is going to come to us for help. And your donation is going to support your community.
And we appreciate folks, and obviously many, many people have donated so far. HereForGood.org is the website. We were approaching 500 families, if you add up Milton and Sunbury, who had signed up. What are the latest numbers? I guess it wouldn't necessarily have to be the final numbers. What are the latest numbers in terms of the families who have signed up?
Yeah, it looks like it's about 505 families altogether. So I wasn't too far off, and these are people that were really affected by COVID. Some of them not just by COVID. Some people just have hard times, and a lot of them were single families. A lot of them were seniors that are trying to stay safe. And this Here for Good campaign ensures that we're able to keep those people, at high hopes, high spirits, and. And you're right. I think people should go to Here for Good campaign if they aren't able to donate. These are families that were doing well. that faced hardships, that had finances set aside, many of them, that unexpected furloughs, unexpected layoffs, unexpected job shortages had an impact.
Well, and I think Salvation Army is one of those areas where you've been operating a no-judgment zone for over a century, and I think that's an important thing to say, is that you help families in need. There isn't an evaluation of the previous decisions they've made. Has their use of money been wise up to now? All of that is immaterial when it comes to helping the kids. You know, they are a beneficiary of the Salvation Army's work. You're also doing a Red Kettle campaign. It kind of started off with a big bang, and that was really positive news that you started off on schedule. How's the Red Kettle campaign going now?
Now, the Red Kettle campaign was, you know, that was, we weren't sure that was going to work. You know, that's a big business partnership, ensuring that we're able to put our kettles at stores and have volunteers. Took a big hit with the industries and ensuring the safety of not only the stores, the patrons, and their volunteers. But I'm glad to say that that is going well also. Sunbury is right around $40,000, and Milton is right around $30,000. So they're almost both, Milton's right at their goal. Sunbury's just behind it. Those numbers are as of the 14th of this week, so I'm a little behind, but the goals are doing well, and we appreciate the support for that as well. You know, that money ensures that we're able to turn our lights on, we're able to continue providing assistance, and you know, I think it's important for people to realize that, you know, even nonprofits have expenses that they have to maintain, you know, liability insurance and, you know, property expenses. And this funding ensures that we're able to keep the lights on and continue to be here for the Valley, for the people in need.
Where can I get more information on helping the Salvation Army, the Red Kettles, and everything else that you're doing? Please, some contact information.
Yeah, if they're looking for what we can do, what we're doing for the community, or how they can reach out to us or help or donate, they can either hit us up on Facebook, the Salvation Army Milton or the Salvation Army Sunbury, or they can go to SalvationArmyMilton.org or SalvationArmySunbury.org. That has current information on how they can donate, current information on what we're doing for the community, and if there's even contact forms. So if someone's looking to see how they can help or if they're in need of help, they're more than welcome to go on and use the contact form, and we'll be in touch with them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your updates. Please enjoy your holidays. Keep up the fabulous work and stay in touch. And we know we have to have a different 2021 than we had this year, but we really appreciate all you've done. Thank you, Joel.
Hey, thank you, Mark. I hope you have a nice holiday as well. Thank you for having me on.
You betcha. That is Joel Harris, Sunbury and Milton Salvation Army Community Coordinator, with a last look at the 2020 Here for Good distribution, the campaign, the opportunity to contribute, ongoing hereforgood.org.